Let us again start the Hakdomer, the Mishdaburim, Simen Reish and Gimel. Hinei Mibnei Shasimen Hazeh Rabu Reisov. It's very Reish and Gimel. Of the day Shele Yivalbu Einei Hakeire Boi Amarti Lahatik Misef HaMaxis HaShekul Psichik Tano Eileho Beikrei Hadinim Shelo. So in order to clarify the klolim of this siman, he's going to give us a kedame. Kedei sheyozos hakeire boi, we should be able to run through the siman. Da sheyesh inyan shehiye veinyan hazara. There's shehiye and hazara. Shehiye mikri. One puts on a tavshul me'erev Shabbos al gabi kire. It's on top of the kire. The kire we can picture like a box that has a place for the two holes on the top, and one can put two pots on this box, and inside there's a fire. V'loy derech hatmonet. And he leaves this pot on top of the kire. This he does before Shabbos. Shabbos, he takes it off the kire. That is the translation of shehiyah. That means he left it erev Shabbos on the kire. He's going to take it off in Shabbos. The chazore mikri, what is chazore? Returning, so shiye is leaving. He's leaving it on top of the kire. The chazore mikri, chazore means, sheinichom me'erev Shabbos al gabi kire, it was left, erev Shabbos al gabi kire, will be Shabbos noitloi me'ha kire, Shabbos he takes it off the kire, and after he took it off, he wants to return it. Once he took it off, and he wants to return it. Let's skip the brackets. Now there is a machlokes Tanoim, Hananya and the Rabbonim. The Hananya Svirelei, Hananya holds. If the tavshul that we are putting on Erev Shabbos, it was partially cooked, and the partially cooked is kimachol ben drusoi. Now, what does this mean, partially cooked? Hu kachatzi bishul, that means it's halfway cooked. V'yesh oimrim kishlish bishul, others say it's a third cooked. And as the siman progresses, we will elaborate more on this nekuda. So b'kitzel, he has a tavshul that is either halfway cooked or a third cooked. And now it's right before Shabbos. So according to Hananya, Mutar lahashoiso al gabi kiro, one is permitted to put on this tavshul on top of the kiro. That means inside the kiro we have a flame. He has a possibility and a potential to open up the kiro and stir the coals. Aval pike, he's permitted to put it on top of the kiro. Afilo im eino grupo mina gecholim. Afilo, he did not take out the coals. Ve eino ketume, and he didn't cover the coals with ashes. Behainu shemachusa gecholim beito. He did not do anything with the coals. He has a kire that the fire is burning normally. But Hananya holds, as long as the food will be edible by the suda, that means now it's halfway cooked. So even though it won't be completely cooked, but that's irrelevant. As long as we have food that will be edible, Chazal were not geyser. They were not afraid that he will, in Shabbos, stir the coals to make it, they should be better cooked. Chazal were not afraid of this. The Chachomim, Sevira Lohu, the Chachomim hold, the Oster im Eino Grupo Oktuma. The Chachomim hold, if the coals in this Kira were not shoveled out, or ashes were not put to cover the coals, so the Chachomim hold that it is also. Why is it also according to the Chachamim? Because we are afraid that he might stir the coals in Shabbos in order to ensure that the food in Shabbos by the Sudeh should be properly cooked. And if he will see that the fire is dying down, and by stirring the coals, he will ensure that the food will be properly cooked. We are afraid he might be mechata the gecholim, he might stir the coals. Ella im kein, according to the Chachamim, there is one time when we do not have to be afraid of this. When there's two conditions. Condition number one, it's completely cooked. That means Erev Shabbos, it was completely cooked. And if it will shrink or will get crispier, he won't be happy with this. That means the cooking is more in Shabbos is a minus, not a plus, and we'll see in the Mishabura why he doesn't want this. So according to the Chachamim,
I can put on a flame, it's not so
well, that's what that's in the flame. There's coals burning in the kire. Okay, well, let's first see what the case of the Shulchan Aruch is. So, Bekitzel, we have here a machlekes Hananya and the Chachamim. The Hananya holds that it is sufficient if the food is partially cooked, either halfway or a third cooked. We do not have to worry that he will stir the coals in Shabbos. And he's allowed to put it on the opening of the kira on top, and we have nothing but to worry about. The Chachamim hold, kol's man, it is not completely cooked, and it's mitstamek v'galoy, we do have what to worry about. He might be motivated, he might have an incentive to want that it should cook more. So memele, so he's not allowed to leave it on a kire that has gecholim burning in it, that has coals burning in it, because he might come to stir the coals on Shabbos. So we have a machloikis Hananya and the Chachamim. We learned in the beginning of the first Mishnah in Perek Kira. It says as follows. Kira shesikua begefes ubeitim. Now gefes and eitim, gefes is the skins of olives that used to be used bisman chazal as fuel, and eitim is wood. Now these two types of fuel, when they burn, there are coals that are left over. That means there is something left over that even if the fire will die down, he can revive the fire by stirring these coals. So now it says, let's go back to the Mishnah. Kire sheisiku, they heated up a kire, the gefes who ate them. Gefes, again, is the skins of olives and wood. Loi yikain, he should not, he is not permitted to put food on top of it ad sheyigoyf, till he removes the coals, or yad sheyitein nesayfa, or he will put ashes over the coals. Umiboy, this is a stam Mishnah in the beginning of Perek here. But the Mishnah is very unclear. What is unclear about the Mishnah? Umiboy lahashas, hai lo yikain bisnan. That what it says in the Mishnah, that one is not permitted to put on a kirev a tafshul, if the fuel is eaten or gefes, what does that mean? Does it mean that he shouldn't put it before Shabbos? Elohim came go the kotum. It says he shouldn't put it on the kire. But the Mishnah is unclear which man are we speaking about. Are we speaking about before Shabbos, that one is not permitted to put a tafshul on the kire unless you remove the coals? If that is the Mishnah, so we have a Sam Mishnah, Va'osye kirabonon bechananye. So then the Mishnah is going according to the Rabbonim, that one is not permitted to put a tavshuv on a kirev unless we remove the coals, and it means before Shabbos. And it means that it was mitstamik v'yochol, it's not completely cooked, or it will taste better if you cook it some more. So that's one way we can learn the Mishnah, and Loyita means don't leave it on the kire right before Shabbos. Oy Loyita in Reitza Loyma Loyaser. We can learn a second shot in Loyito. Don't put it back. And we're speaking about in Shabbos, that in Shabbos you are not allowed to put back a tavshul over the kire, you took it off, you want to put it back. So in Shabbos, one is not allowed to put it back unless the coals were removed. Avol shehiyen, but to leave it on before Shabbos, mutaras afilu einay goru for cotton, va'asye kechananya. So now we have like this. We have a Mishnah that says that one is not allowed to put on a kire, a tavshul, unless the coals were removed. Let's think about one case. But this loyitain could be translated in two eifanim, in two ways. Either it means before Shabbos loyitain, and then it would be going according to the Chachamim, that before Shabbos one is not permitted to put a tavshul, even if it's nizbashul called tzorche, mitzamik v'yofoloi. So the Mishnah told us even before Shabbos, one has to make sure that the coals were removed or the coals were covered. Or the Mishnah Laikin is thinking about in Shabbos. He put it before Shabbos, and there's no halacha what about the coals if you put it before Shabbos. The halacha of golo for kotul only applies if you want to return the tavshul in Shabbos, then we had to make sure that the was golof v'kotum. So we have here a shayla in the Gemara, and la'if shita hayiboy, and the Gemara doesn't say, the Gemara doesn't come to a maskona who the Mishnah is going by, according to. Uvasu horif v'horambam v'oimdim b'shitosom. Lisha is not of the Rabban and the Hananya. The Rif and the Rambam and other Rishonim asking that there is a Issa Shehiyim, the Issa to put a Tavshol Erev Shabbos on a Kirith, but it is not Mizbashel Kol Sochay or Mitzamek Veraloi, which we will see as the Siman progresses. It is also, and they cast him like the Chachamim. Dafilu lishois boinan agabi klufa ktuna. Before Shabbos, you have to make sure that the coals were removed or covered with ashes. Vahatois vispasku. Lahazatna, Taisa says, no, we cast him like Hananya. Shehiye is no problem whatsoever as long as it's partially cooked, you can put it on top of the kireh, even though nothing was done with the coals. The Mishnah is speaking about if you want to return the machol in Shabbos, then there are conditions that the coals had to be taken out before. Avolisha is muta filo alein a grufa mishmanishin is pasul kemachol ben drisoi vachachananya. Vehein hashtei deis shohubu b'shulchan orach b'simintah. In this simon, in the first sif, we will see there are two deis. Deya echod, the first day he das harifa harambam. Vayesh oim later, the sake of this sif, shemevi amachaba b'seim sif alav hu das rashi v'tois v'sanal. זהו מה שביארנו בקצורף, מיית הנובל לבייר את דברי שולחנוך בעזר השם. Now we'll be able more or less to understand the שולחנוך. Now let us start סיף אלף. קירו. קירו is a type of an oven שהיא עשויה כקדירו. It's made like a big pot. It's a big... It's a type of an oven. V'shoysin al piyos k'deiro l'maylo. And there's like a box. And inside there's a fire burning. And on top there's two openings. And you can put inside the kire, you can warm food, cook food. And you can put on top also... You can put also two pots. The yes for mocking shvises stay kinderes. You can put two kinderes on top of the pots. Again, we showed last week, just again to refresh our memory. This is a kiro. Here we have a kiro. We have a big pot. There's a door over here on the bottom that you can open up. This box, and then there's a fire underneath burning. You can, if you want, you can put pot inside this kilo. And on top, there's two openings and this place to put two pots on top. This is a kilo, and this is what we are speaking about now. So this is a kilo. So now, so let's just see the Lashon Mechaber. V'shoivsin al piyo kideino lamaylo. You can put on top also a pot. V'yesh b'mokim shvisas shtei kedeyos. This place for two pots. And there's a husband why this is necessary to mention. In Rusko b'gefes. Now, if the fuel that was used to heat up this kira was gefes, which is the psoilus of Zaysim, these are the skins of Zaysim, which was used for fuel. Shibsoyle shel Zaysim, oiva eisim, or the fuel was wood. Now, the first day in the Mechaber is the Shita Saramba. Also, liten oleho tavshil mi bo'oyyoyim. Before Shabbos, you're not allowed to put a pot with food on it. La'ashoisayoleo, to leave it there, to leave it for the Sude. Elo in Cain, there are two conditions that are necessary to permit a person to leave this pot on top of the kile. And what are the two conditions? Elo in Cain is mashu kol sohoi, it is completely cooked. V'hu mitstamek, Peirish, what does mitstamek mean? Hoylech v'chosa, it's cooked completely. So to continue cooking it shrivels up the food. It gets smaller because it's completely cooked already. You're just drying out the food. You're making it crispier also. And he does not want that this should occur. If we have these two conditions, is one, it's permitted to leave a kneira on top of the kile if it's completely cooked, and if it'll cook more, if he doesn't appreciate it, but he doesn't want this. So then he's allowed to leave this pot on the fire. The lecho lemeish shemo yechatli. There is no fear he might come and stir the coals because he has no reason to stir the coals. He is losing by making the fire bigger, so there's nothing to be afraid of. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. V'shoysin al piyo, this kira was the type of an oven that they used to leave on the top of the kira. Pats. Gam v'soycho yesh mochim lahamid akbeiro. You can put the pot inside the kira also. So why is the Mechaber speaking about, that means this kira had a double usage. You could put pot inside the kira, you can put pot on top of the kira. And the Mechaber only mentions about putting it on top of the kira. So why is he talking about that? Umutah lahashois b'mitstamek v'raloi. So that means like this, if it will be completely cooked and it will get overcooked, he doesn't want it, you can put it on top, you can put it inside. No problem, because wherever you're putting the pots before Shabbos, there is no reason to worry he's going to do something with the coals, because to make the fire bigger, it's detrimental to the tzitzis. There's nothing more to worry about. So why did the Mechaber speak about when he's putting it on top? The Mechaber wants to say, afilu, the fire is not in front of him. That means the kid is closed. He doesn't see a fire. And he puts the pot on top of the kid. So the Mechaber says, he doesn't see a fire, there's nothing but to worry about. No, there's a lot to worry about. If he sees that it's not cooking completely, he's going to open up the kid and he's going to stir the coals. So that's why when the Mechaber is speaking about that he puts the ktera on top of the kid, he's coming to tell us a chiddush, that even it's on top, and the solution is not in front of him. He has to open up the kira to make the fire bigger, to stir the coals. We're afraid of that. So that's why the Mechaber spoke about that even if it's on top of the kira, I'm afraid he'll open up the kira and stir the coals. In Huskov, so he mentioned two types of fuel. Mishum dechol hani of the gecholim. These two things, Gefes and Eitzim, make coals. And coals one can stir and revive them. Mechayshin and Shemiyachatamem. We're afraid maybe he'll stir the coals. Now, which two are we speaking about? Gethes. She psoilus shells asim. This is the psoilus that could be the pits and the skins of olives, which is a fuel. Yeshayim do adim psoilus shell shum shemen, the sesame seeds. Also, it seems they have a psoilus which can be used for fuel. The damhem bechual gefes aniska be mishnim, lekamas meration and zayin, stivgimel in yin hakamon. Right, so now we know the translation of Gephis. Oyveitim. Who are then? I'll tell you different types of fuel. Chomim, mamish coals, the Galilei behemagasa, or the manure from animals, from a behemagasa, it seems also was used for fuel. Likein oleho. One is not permitted before Shabbos to put on a pot if the food is not completely cooked in raloi. Litein olel. But what is if a person did it? They put it on that wasn't completely cooked. He put it there, buddy. He put it there. So now, v'hu adin imhoyo noson. He put it there already. So now, done and over. I shouldn't have done it, but it's there already. There's no such thing. Tzorech l'salek kishigia zman chasheset. It becomes Shabbos. You take it off. It's not Shabbos. I did it already. It's over and done with. There's no such thing. You're not allowed to put it there. We're afraid you might say the cold. You put it there. You take it off. Whenever you realize you did something wrong, you take it off. Are you going to have cold soup and cold, you know? That's the price of doing the wrong thing. Unless this basil of cold salt is completely cooked, so you should stomach.
Why if he didn't take it off?
Well, that will have later. Even this basil of cold salt come, he has to take it, if it wasn't completely cooked, he has to take it off later. So, you're not allowed to put on a tavshul for Shabbos. Elo im kain nisbashol cold salkai. Haino, the kivin shekvar nisbashlo legamri. If it's completely cooked. Ad she im tisbashol yoisa, it will cook more, tisamek lero, it will shrivel, and that will not benefit the tafsho, but it's detrimental to the tafsho. So then, then we are not afraid that he'll stir the coals. Why should he do such a thing? Then you're allowed to put it on before Shabbos. Mistamik v'ra loy. Perish. What does v'ra loy mean? V'ra loy is going on the person. Kol dovo. Anything she'odom otseiv, he will feel bad. She'yoveish, when the tafshul will dry out, v'niskaveitz, and it will shrink. Machmas loiv habishul, he feels bad about it. V'chein liyokoloi means aynu shehu someyach mizeh. Now there's a merger the kesharifim. The kesharifim says like this. Mitzdamek v'ra loy means as follows. Could be personally, he likes crispy potatoes and there's, it's myrdik. It's the more crispy, the more bread, he loves that. So what's the type of mitzdamek v'ra loy? But he has a big problem. He has 20 guests. And if they're going to shrink up, you won't have what to give them. So that's called mitame v'ra aloi. That means this will shrink, it will shrivel, it gets crisp, but he doesn't want that. He has 20 guests. So if he has 20 guests, he wants, so it won't be so terrible. He has food to give to all the guests. That's the type, mitamek v'ra aloi. Mitamek v'yofale means he has no guests. So again, he loves crispy food, he loves it to be a little burnt. That's called mitamek v'yofale. So then it's also, then it's also. He means the 20 guests made that he's able to leave it on the fire and have nothing what to worry about because he has the guests on his head. But if he doesn't have guests and he loves when it's crispy and dry, so mamela, then that's called mitamek. It gets the shrink of the yofala. He loves it. Then it's also. So the vow we had one halacha. Of course, this is the first day according to the Chachamim, the Hananya, that if it is mitamek v'yofeloi, v'v'ra'loi, if by shrinking, if he doesn't want that, the Mishum Oifen does not want that it should shrink and get smaller, then he is permitted to put it on top of the kirim. He's permitted to put it in the kirim. There's nothing what to worry about. He has no incentive whatsoever to make the fire bigger. He's hoping he should have enough food for his guests. And then this is mutter. This is one case that is mutter. Now we're going to have a second case. Oi shehu chai. Now, the second case is Mojadik Mahudishik, and we'll, as soon as we learn it, we'll elaborate a little. And the second case, which is Mutter, according to the Chachamim, Oi Shehu Chai. Shehu Chai means it is completely raw. He was speaking about a piece of meat, which is completely raw. Shaloi nizbasho klau. It was not cooked at all. We'll see, right before Shabbos, he's going to cook meat. He's going to cook meat right before Shabbos, and we'll elaborate on this. He's going to cook meat. He puts a pot of raw meat, he puts it on right before Shabbos. The heathen, shehu chai, since this is completely raw, so he's putting on raw meat, so he doesn't have a hamamine that this will be ready for tonight's meal. It'll never, al kaponim, this raw meat on a kinder will never get cooked for tonight's meal. So why is he putting it on now? So of course, it's for tomorrow's meal. He wants it to be for tomorrow meat. But it's cooked very well already. But for tonight, he has no intent to use it. Shloin is marshal cloud. The kitchen shohu chai, since it is completely raw, mesiach datay mimenu adla mocha. So he does not think that he'll be able to use it for tonight's meal. It's raw. Adlimocha, till tomorrow. If it's cooking the whole night, I don't know, just stir the coals. Whatever the fire will be, that is sufficient. If it's cooking the whole night, it will be edible by tomorrow. Avo in this basil kitas, but what is if it's partially cooked? I have a piece of meat that's not completely cooked, but it's partially cooked. The loin is bashel cold sochoi, but it's not completely cooked. The afilu is bashel cold sochoi. Afilu is bashel cold sochoi, but boom, it's stomach me off a loin. Chayshinon shemo yechata. Then we are afraid, if it's partially cooked, waffle is completely cooked, but if it will get crispier, it will taste better, and it will be happy with this. Then it is also to put on top of the kila hashinam shema yechate ba'osa la'ashoysoy aleho elo. Okay, ba'osa la'ashoysoy aleho. And you're not allowed to be mashe. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Now, we say when it is raw, it is permissible. Oishu chai. Now, what type of food are we speaking about? V'davke boso chai. Meat, raw meat. Raw meat, she actually is baso v'tzoyrech sudas halayla. It cannot get cooked in time for the night suda. So Mamela, so when he put up this meat 2 minutes before Shabbos, we'll see. So listen, he has no hava mina that it's going to be, he's going to use it for tonight's suda. He can't use it for tonight's, they'll never be ready. So therefore, there's nothing but to worry about. Avo yod, shari dvorim. But vegetables or other types of foods, shehem kalei habishol, which take it's gets easily cooked. Leimahani mashu chai, so that's irrelevant that it's raw now. Vehein mashe kosov lekamei haticha chaya haino gam kein bosom. So here the whole heter. The whole heter is not given by raw meat. Shalom is mashal perish. Os shori litnoi samoch lishkiya mamish. Then he's permitted to put it samoch lishkiya mamish. Avol im nosnoi mi ba'oyyon. But if he put it earlier, osha. The kvar nispasu ktas koydim shabbos. So then it got cooked already. If you put it on before, not some ochlishkiya, ktas koydim shabbos. So mamela, so now, right before Shabbos, we have meat which is partially cooked, which could be, if it was still in the coals, you can use it tonight for the Suddah. Therefore, the soichlishkalek, shehigiyam, Zman Shabbos, so right before Shabbos, he takes it off the flame. Alim Kane is Marshal called Sochi Kaidim Zalas, it was completely cooked. Now, I'd like to mention there is a tremendous tumult, Machlekes HaPoskim, and perhaps the first machma that they bring is the Shvises HaShabbos. The Shvisa Shabbos says that this heter from putting up raw meat before Shabbos is not applicable to us. Why not? Why isn't it applicable to us? Because we are all elchid, and we'll see the Gemara is speaking about, and normally we're mekabel Shabbos 18 minutes before the Shkia, 20 minutes before the ski, and that's just all 30 minutes before the ski. So when it comes before the ski, it was cooked a little already. It's not raw meat. So meat that was partially cooked, you have to take it off. You can't leave it on the flake. This thing is speaking about a case of a person who put it, let's say, Taisri Shabbos, he only has a minute or two, he put it right 2 minutes before the ski in a pot full of meat, and fence, you can have such a head up. But we normally are Mekabel Shabbos, we normally are Mekabel Shabbos 18 or 20 minutes before the ski, so we don't have such a concept of war meeting before the Shkia. We don't have it at all. And it doesn't depend when we are Mekabel Shabbos. It depends on the shi, and that's what other priestim hold. Other priestim, Shlisa Shabbos hold like this, Rav Shlomo Zalman hold like this. That's some amela. So this heter somehow is not applicable to us. Number one. Number two, Rav Henkin writes, Amoyer de Kizach. And some of you, all of us, can ask your wives. He says, "Bismaneno, they'll put up a raw piece of meat, unless it's frozen. We're not talking about frozen. They'll put up a raw piece of meat before the shkia. It can be cooked by an hour and a half, we'll come by the sudo, it'll be ready once." So he says, our stoves are different than the kira of Chazal. Chazal was speaking about their ovens. They weren't as sophisticated as our stoves. Our stoves, you can cook, you make a big flame, and then you put it up, right before the shkia. So now by this monsoon, you can have it. You'll sing a little familiar. So by the time you're up to the meat, you'll have the meat already. So this heter does not apply to us. This heter was only bisman chazal when they used the kire. When they had a kire, then chazal were mishaya that a raw piece of meat put right before the shkia will never be done for the Sudah. But by our stoves, there's no such thing. So this heter of a raw piece of meat, by us, it's not negayah. This is Halachas Lagabi, so these are two reasons, there's a third reason, we won't get into the third reason, but these are two chashuv reasons that one should not rely on this heter of basar chayim.
Well, that's this.